shines at the break of day. Before your wits are gathered, even before you are awake, your thoughts will find a clock to wind and put dissent into your ear. Even before your eyes are open, the plot has thickened round your fear. We borrow trouble, since we all know how. It's an expression from the old days, but even more true now. If we borrow trouble, we even borrow time. Like you don't have enough of your own. Bag of dead weight, so good at picturing the life that I was gonna be left out of rather than the one I'd made. Well, these are cooling words, they gather heavy on my mind, knitting thoughts like they're my destiny. I live on borrowed time. It's a poor skill to get so good at making wrong what is all right. We all borrow trouble.
I'm Well, that was definitely a blast from the past. Going back 23 years now to the 2000 debut album from British alternative singer-songwriter Leona Ness. The song is called Charm Attack. That's from her debut album, Comatized. Did not know this then and just discovered it now. Here is a fun, girly, so groovy trivia fact. Leona Ness is the ex-stepdaughter to Diana Ross. Never knew that. Never put the two together. But there is your girly, so groovy trivia fact for the day. In the middle, it has been 6 years since we have had new music from Feist. She is back with the new album, Multitudes. We heard the song Borrow Trouble from Feist. When talking about the song Borrow Trouble, Feist says that it was a song that was kind of a declaration of the intent of her getting unstuck. And what she meant by borrow trouble is that it is the tendency to stir the pot. For years, Feist noticed she was very good at making a bad situation worse. So the scream at the end of the song is a naturally occurring moment of relief where Feist is cultivating a different tendency. So again, the song Borrow Trouble from Feist and the new album Multitudes. And then we started the set off with Indigenous singer-songwriter Leanne Betisamasaki Simpson. The song is called Head of the Lake. That is from her Polaris Prize-nominated album, Theory of Ice. Okay, we've got a little bit of time left right now. It is music from,
this is something that I wanted to bring into the show for quite a while now. I feel like this is a real kind of Canadian girly, so groovy moment all in one song.
Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant teamed up with Hannah Georges. Together, the two of them wrote a song, How I Love You. And then from there, brought in Amy Milan of Stars to duet with Jen Grant on vocals. So it's just such a great combination of incredible, talented songwriting voices, singing voices all into one song. So again, right now it is Jen Grant and Amy Milan with the song How I Loved You with Hannah Georges doing backing vocals as well. So here we go. Girly So Groovy.
Softly.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Music right there from Huntsville, Ontario, singer-songwriter Emma Cook. Her latest album is called Fight Like... Am I getting this right? Fight Left In Me. Sorry, yeah, the new album's called Fight Left In Me. We heard the song Sad Boy. Now, if you are a listener in the Kingston, Ontario area on CFRC, where Girly So Groovy proudly is syndicated on Saturday mornings, know that Emma Cook is touring through Kingston. She'll be at Hotel Wolf Island on June 24th. Before Emma Cook, we heard music from Toronto alternative act Pool Blood. From their latest album, Mole, we heard the song Voyager. And then starting the set off, it is an incredible collaboration between Jen Grant and Amy Milan. Amy Milan, of course, of Stars. Together, they do a duet called How I Loved You, a song that Jen Grant wrote actually with Hannah Georges and released as a single on Jen Grant's Bandcamp page, and you can still find that single available for listening to and for purchase from Jen Grant. Okay, friends, I hate to say it, it's my absolute least favorite time of the week. It is the time that I have to say goodbye to you, but I just want to remind you I'll be back in 1 week's time. If you have any requests for the show for next week, please let me know. Find us on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you will also find the playlist in print, as well as links to the bands and musicians featured, as well as links to our Mixcloud page. Mixcloud, what is that? Well, Mixcloud is the website where you can listen to the last 10 episodes of Girly So Groovy. That's 20 hours of Girly So Groovy just waiting for you to listen to at your leisure. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE again, and you are all set to go there. Okay, we have been proud to broadcast for nearly 22 years come this July in the Windsor and Detroit listening area on CJAM 99.1 FM. And since then, we are syndicated coast to coast from Burnaby, British Columbia, to Bombay, Newfoundland, down to LaGrange, Illinois, just outside of Chicago in the U.S. I am just pleased as punch to know that Girly So Groovy is making its way to your listening ears. A huge thank you to our community stations that take a chance every week on Girly So Groovy, and to you for joining me for that 2-hour mixtape of female-fronted radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy with one last song. It's Toronto alternative act Pax from the EP Whoa. I'm leaving you with the song I Know from Pax. Hey, listen, between now and next week, I just want you to radiate love. Be the best person you know that you can be. I will try the absolute same, and then we will reunite next week. Okay, so you take care. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Pax here on Girly So Groovy.
Two by two in a tilted crowd, and I'm getting kicked out for touching all the buttons.
but my commitment's overdue. Was this love mutual, or did I take a fall? Always contribute more than you. Maybe I hesitate to join in a debate of what you thought I thought you knew. I'd rather fare thee well. This is emotional hell. Of a one-sided point of view. How can I demonstrate after I took the bait? Your expectations are confused. When it's all said and done, it looks like I'm the lucky one. I took a step back and refused. Life is sky. These accusations are untrue. Maybe we hit a wall. Is this unusual to blame another for your blues? And then you start to cry, simply not seeing why my emotions are abused. Should be reviewed. 'Cause I don't owe you nothing. I climbed a mountain 1,000 times to meet you, just to meet you. Would be screwed. Oh, and you don't owe me.